Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. You've heard me talk about my dog Tucker a lot on this podcast, and it's hard to imagine our family now without the joy that this little field spaniel has brought to our daily lives. That's when we were approached about advertising Superfood Complete on the show, and I said, well, yes, of course. Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she is seeing more and more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America, just like my dog Tucker, are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regularly priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com. That's BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe today.
This is where the DJ talks. Don't say anything.
Okay.
Nailed it, Hoser. Say hello to Paul Charchian from GuillotineLeagues.com. Hello, Charch. How we doing?
I am awesome. Still riding the high of Josh Dobbs, which were words I did not think I was going to be saying this year. And Zabe, 63 degrees in the Twin Cities in mid-November.
Wow. Take off, Hoser. Hey, this global warming's not a terrible deal, eh? Yeah.
Yeah, I took off my pants. That's what I did. I did some sunbathing. Banana hammock sunbathing in Minnesota in mid-November.
Okay, at what point, at what temperature would you even say, you know what, it's not feeling very much like the holidays? I mean, it's not going to last, right? This is a last spasm of fake Indian summer.
Exactly. We could, knowing Minnesota, by this time next week, we'll be 8 inches deep in snow. It can turn in a moment, and it will, because that's how it always goes.
Yeah.
We don't get good things for very long here, Zabe.
But you cherish them when you got them. And you got a great thing in this kid, Josh Dobbs, who was once again an electric factory for you guys in the win last Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, that's, you know, part of it is it's really funny, Zabe. We thought we had a good coach, but you didn't always know for sure because we had a veteran team with established players and everything. Now he's making it up as he goes, and he's doing great. I mean, yeah, getting Josh Dobbs ready. And they're on their third running back. Ty Chandler is going to start this week. No Justin Jefferson. All these things that test the mettle of your head coach are all coming together right now, and the Vikings are winning. And Kevin O'Connell looks brilliant, and we might just have a great coach on our hands.
Yeah.
It's an exciting – when Kirk went down, Zabe, 3 weeks ago, you know, I was forlorn.
Oh.
I was like, well, the whole season's over. The
disconsolate
whole thing's
you were. Heartbroken.
That's a great word for it. Yes.
Gutted.
Baleful.
Right.
Yes.
Baleful. Yes. All the words.
It was. Yes. Roger would be proud of this exchange.
Yes.
But instead, here I am 2 weeks later. We're still riding an emotional high from Josh Dobbs, Kevin O'Connell, and our Vikings team.
So 6-5, what are your plans for the rest of the year, dare I ask?
Vikings schedule is very easy, Zabe, or on paper, very easy. Although we thought Denver was going to be easy this week.
I know.
Turns out Denver's no cakewalk.
The Denver loss for the Packers is looking better and better. Of course, a number of losses are, quote, looking better, which is really just a pathetic way to have to look back in the rear view like, well, okay, I guess that was not terrible.
Yeah, that's the consolation right there.
The ultimate loser's lament right there. So, yeah, so what are your plans? I mean, is anyone talking play?
Yes. They're talking playoff. They're talking playoffs here. Nobody's talking Super Bowl Josh Dobbs.
Right. But if you get in, and even if you're thrown right out, like a bouncer who throws somebody out of a VIP area rudely, it's still, in a way, a great season. Lowercase G great. Right?
Vikings are playing with house money, Zabe.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, when you lose Kirk Cousins, who was arguably the hottest quarterback in the league going through eight games, you know, and then you're still able to get the playoffs, house money emotionally.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait for New Year's Eve at US Bank Stadium. Packers in town to take on your Vikings. You guys might still be rolling. Who knows what the Packers will be doing at that point? Probably just sitting around telling themselves, we're so pretty, we're so wonderful, we're the franchise that never does anything bad, because that's how they think. And maybe they'll beat you guys, and maybe if the gods smile upon us, you and I will be there on New Year's Eve. We have an audacious plan that is forming right now, Charge, and it's only because of your hospitality and a little bit of my finagling on my end. But the plan is this. New Year's Eve, week 17 out of 18, Packers at Vikings. Scheduled for Sunday Night Football. However, could easily be flexed.
Could easily be flexed.
If the gods smile on us and it's not flexed, we have, and I'm sort of like a weatherman describing a low-pressure system that could form into a Cat 5 of awesomeness, but it's out on the ocean right now. We're storm-tracking this one. It's still out on the ocean, Charge. If they stay in Sunday night, I have gotten my claws into by my boss's boss, who used to be your boss, Mr. T, I'll call him.
Yeah.
At
I'm a big fan.
Mr. T, yeah, great guy. And he has put his talons into four at the Fitty at US Bank at no cost to the league.
Ooh,
the sweetest words I ever done heard.
Now, you need to explain what everybody is thinking right now, which is, why does Zabe have to finagle tickets when you are certified media? I mean, you know, you can go into a press box for a Packers game, whatever you want. You are authentic certified media, but that's not how Zabe rolls.
Well, okay. I could go as media. I could sit in the press box where cheering is absolutely verboten. And I could sit between a couple other humps on deadline who are cracking sarcastic remarks about how quickly they want to get out of there because they're working. They're not there having fun. With Charge at his home stadium, friendly enemies for a professional tackle football game on New Year's Eve would be fucking amazing. Now, here would be the day. I would stay at Casa Charge. on Saturday night. Sunday morning, wake up, do our normal, whatever your normal morning routine is. We'd find some good grub in the morning. You'd get prepped for all your work you do as a fantasy guy and sending out tweets and advice. And I would probably chronicle it with my cameras and my little video vlogs and whatnot. And I'd watch the games at noon with you in your basement on your multi-screen, right? You've got three TVs.
I actually have the setup I've got right now is two TVs, I have two 65 inch TVs right next to each other that each have the four screen multi view. And I've got two recliners right in front of them. That's me. That's you. Yeah. We got eight games. It'll be perfect.
Let's go.
It will be perfect.
Now after the early games, the plan would be for us to quickly escape to the great and legendary steakhouse Manny's.
Yes.
In downtown Minneapolis, where you are tight with the owners, and we would have a bodacious steak, one of the cuts that is not even on the menu. That don't talk about it. It's like Fight Club. Don't even talk about it.
That's right.
And we would eat at the bar in front of a TV while watching the best of the afternoon game.
Yes.
And then we would have a short Uber ride from there.
We'll walk. It's like five blocks. We'll just walk to the stadium, Zabe.
Indoor.
We'll take this.
Habit trails.
Our downtown habit trails. We'll never go outside.
Right.
We'll habit trail the whole thing in all the way to US Bank Stadium.
And then watch the game from the 50. Give each other a bunch of crap, depending on how the game goes. And then spill out into the New Year's Eve night. Your wife, Roxy, would join us, and we would figure out something to do. Now, this plan only has two hitches in it right now. Well, two and a half hitches.
I only know one. Help me with the others. All right.
Hitch number one is, what if it gets flexed?
Yes.
If it gets flexed, we're fucked. Because we are not – you can't go to the game at noon. You're obligated, part of your job, part of your empire at Guillotine Leagues to watch the games and tweet out and follow everything. So that's a no-go right there. And it wouldn't be fun for me to go without you. I don't want to just be like waking up at your house going, all right, I'm going to the game. I'll tell you how it was.
Bye.
Right. That would be no good. So that's the biggest hurdle right there. The second one is the tickets that Mr. T has gotten his talons into. I can't hold on to them until we know it gets flexed. So it's going to have to be a go, no-go well before that. I probably have until after Thanksgiving to give him the go or no go. Now, the remedy to that would be to just take the tickets.
Just take the tickets.
If it gets flexed, I could go, whoop, got flexed. Here you go. I'm sure somebody else would want them, and I gently hand them back.
Absolutely. Yes.
The third.
Okay. You would not resell them. You would not just go, stuff.
Absolutely not. The third hiccup is, I don't have three friends. much less two of whom who could join you and I on New Year's Eve with very little planning.
Well, I can tell you this much. If we don't have somebody else, Roxy's in, because
I would love to have Roxy.
And she has, to her credit, just by being around me and running her own Guillotine League, she's actually picked up the game quite well.
I love it.
So she would absolutely be in for that. Okay. And, they love her at Manny's. They like her at Manny's more than like me at Manny's.
Of course. Yes. So I'm down to just finding one other person who can be free on a couple, less than 2 months' notice to go somewhere on New Year's Eve, another city, airfare. Not hotel, because you let me and my plus one crash at your place.
Yeah.
I don't know what we do for New Year's Eve, though. I mean, we're going to have to get into a party somewhere.
Well, there's a bunch of, we'll be downtown. The US Bank Stadium is going to let out at 10:30. There'll be a lot of places downtown Minneapolis that we can go. The one I'm thinking of immediately is called Prohibition. It is 30 floors above Manny's.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and it's fun. They have Zabe, beds that you can lounge on beds with your group of friends. It's kind of peculiar, but it's fun. I'm telling you.
So what are the odds then of it getting flexed out? That's really what it comes down to.
Yeah. At least 50-50 because the Packers are not going to be compelling viewing in week 17. And the Vikings might not have that much to play for either at that point. They probably will, but maybe not. It just, and it just might not be that compelling. So, yeah, yeah.
But they have, it's weird. The NFL has been standing on 16, so to speak, in blackjack a lot lately. The last 2 weeks, they're keeping the Giants on Monday Night Football. People
are
already like, what are you fucking doing?
Right.
And then you've got them doing it with the Jets and the Raiders last Sunday.
But that's media market number one. Vikings Packers is media market 13 and media market 9,000. So, you know, I think that's a key differential working against us for that week.
Let me look at the games that weekend. Cincinnati is at Kansas City. That cannot
be. That's huge.
Can't be flexed, though, because it's a 425. And CBS, okay. I bet, has that one blocked as you can't steal it. The other CBS game in the afternoon is LA at Denver, and the other one is Pittsburgh at Seattle. Okay. The early games, which we got to watch out for because they could bump one of these up. New England at Buffalo, not likely.
Nope.
Atlanta at Chicago.
Nope.
Vegas.
Well, Chicago's a big market, but
Vegas at Indy. Rams at the Giants, no. Arizona at Philly. Not likely. New Orleans, nope. Tampa Bay, just a routine, boring NFC South matchup. San Fran at Washington. Carolina at Jacksonville. And Miami at Baltimore. Fuck!
Yeah, that's a biggie. And actually,
the
San Francisco-Washington game, both of those teams can be in the playoff hunt. That could be a flexer, too.
I feel like our dreams just died. As soon as I saw that, Miami at Baltimore is absolutely going to get flexed out.
That's huge. It's huge. I mean,
come on.
That's huge.
What are the odds? Seriously. Lamar versus Tua.
Now,
AFC versus... Oh,
God. But, Zabe, they can only flex X number of times, right? I don't know what the number is, but they can't flex unlimited times. They've got to save their flexes. And it could be that the other Sunday night games are even less compelling than Packers-Vikings.
Yeah.
It's possible.
All right, we shall see. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I'm not throwing in the towel.
In other NFL news, how would you like to be Ken Dorsey this morning thinking, so wait a minute, I had the third ranked offense in the league. I had Gabe Davis drop four fucking passes that hit him right in the hands. Josh Allen's running around playing like it's a flag game. And we couldn't count to 12. and I get fired. I am fired.
What a knee-jerk reaction that is, Dave. I mean, yeah, is Josh Allen playing where you want him to be? No. But this game would have been a win like four different ways. This could have been a win for Buffalo and easily, and nobody's firing anybody after a win. So, yeah, he got the shaft on this. And the people that overreact, sure, Josh Allen has not looked like himself for a month. But you know what? A lot of quarterbacks have gone through – great quarterbacks have gone through month-long slumps. Tom Brady, famously, here in the Twin Cities, I counted his career as dead on the air after, I don't know, like season 12 or 13 or something. And I'm like, dude, Jimmy Garoppolo – might be the better guy to go to than Tom Brady. And I got lit up for years. People still bring it up because Brady was in the middle of a terrible slump.
I know.
And then he went on to win the Super Bowl.
You weren't the only one, by the way, who said that. Just for the record. You were not
alone.
Thank
you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you knowing that. Nobody here will listen to that story at all.
But cold takes exposed. There you go. Or
correct.
Freezing cold takes exposed.
That's there right. That's right. And it was a bad take, as it turned out. But anyway, point being, you know, most good quarterbacks in time will get their mojo back. They'll go back to playing well, and that probably is going to be the case with Josh Allen. Too good for this to be the defining end of his career right here. So, yeah, I don't like the move. And when does it – how often does a team get better by firing a coach midseason?
Yeah, not usually. It does shake things up. I think it does get people on notice.
Well, look at the Raiders.
Yeah, to a certain extent. Although their season's going nowhere, the Bills still have a chance to fight their way into it. But it's crowded in the AFC. Crowded with teams with good records.
Speaking of crowded, I mean, talking about the Bills and crowded, the Bills are three games out of the playoffs. It's mid-November. If you'd have told me they were three games out of the playoffs in mid-November, I would have said Josh Allen got decapitated in week one.
Right.
And I, you know, how does this happen when he's played every game? It's a stunning turn of events for that team.
Meanwhile, I got to say, everyone is sleeping on the dangerous redemption tour that continues afoot this year with very little fanfare. Now, I know he's not peak Russell Wilson, but as I looked at his numbers today, I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
He's at 68%, 18 over 4, and has a rating of 104 and change. That's phenomenal for a bad team.
Yeah. I mean, this tells you how bad Nathaniel Hackett was, right?
Yeah.
I mean, to really illustrate it, as if you didn't already know, boy, does this hammer at home, doesn't it?
Unless Russell Wilson was playing like shit because his ego got out of control, wasn't put in the work, and had to be reeled in by Sean Payton. Don't know.
Sure. Well, very possible, by the way. Very possible. But give Sean – I hate Sean Payton. I hate Sean Payton.
He is
such a cocksucker. Yeah. And I'm –
I thought you were going to check swing dick with your Minnesota Nice, and then you replace
it
with
cocksucker. I couldn't do it because he cost me a Super Bowl. He cost me a Super Bowl. I can't do it.
I love it. I love it.
I hate that guy. Yeah. And – but the reality is, if there's any coach in the NFL that would put Russell Wilson in his place, it's Sean Payton. He's not taking any crap from anybody, and that may very well be the case, and that might just be part of it. And give Russ some credit, man. We all thought the Dak was cooked. He is playing remarkably well. He's got more touchdowns right now. We're through 10 weeks, right? And
right.
9 games.
Right.
Nine games. He got more touchdowns this year than he did all of last year.
Yeah. The Twitter account, Russell Wilson touchdowns to bathrooms counter, was fun while it lasted, but it is over.
It's over. You want a good Denver Twitter account to follow?
Yeah.
Denver's fucking weather. Oh, it's great. It's fantastic. Just lamenting the weather in Denver. It's really good follow.
Let's see. I've got at Denver's fucking, but I didn't include weather. I thought it would pop up for me. Maybe that handle is available. Should I grab it? At Denver's fucking.
Yeah, that's The handle itself doesn't have fucking in it, but it might be just like Denver weather or something. But what they call themselves is Denver's fucking weather. Okay. I'll see if I can turn up. Roxy is diving into action right now.
Okay, good. She's looking to find it. All right. So one more thing about the game, and just in general, I kind of realized this. Coaches and quarterbacks must absolutely hate with the burning passion of a million suns, the all 22s that are now available to every Tom, Dick, and ex-backup quarterback in the land, many of whom are doing great work explaining concepts to us, showing us things we wouldn't otherwise see, and some are more right than others. But as you know, these plays are always an ocean of gray, and what happens in them are always contingent upon, well, why did this guy go here? It might be because, hey, we told him not to, and he fucked up. The tight end was split out wide. That led to a rush lane for the defensive end. That's why the quarterback got blown up. We're not idiots. He lined up in the wrong spot, right? We won't know that off the all-22s. But they must hate it because every little thing gets scrutinized. And I know guys like Josh Allen and, the Bills coach, Sean McDermott, are like sitting there going, yeah, we're aware. That play sucked. And there's reasons why, and you kind of got part of it, but fuck, man. We don't need you to point it out. Here's Dan Orlovsky, who I think is a fair broker, not a flamethrower, a fair broker of what goes on. Here was him bitching about a 3rd-and-1 play by the Bills on Monday night. Oh, hold on a second, Charge. Sorry about that.
No problem.
Got to plug this in here. Got to direct the audio to where it belongs. It goes into the Rodecaster Pro Stereo, and now we got it.
About offensive football, is motioning just a motion? We're just moving a person from one side of the line of scrimmage to the other just because. Or one side of the ball to the other side of the ball just because. Number two, I hate that consistently teams will get into 3rd-and-1 or 4th-and-1 and take their quarterback and put him in shotgun 5 yards away from, actually 6 yards away from where we're trying to get to, and have no action with the quarterback. There's no potential zone read. There's no potential quarterback run. It's just catch and throw. We're making the goal harder.
That is a great point, by the way, because there wasn't really any threat of running. It was just, well, we do it because we do it.
Okay, so the motion. Motions across Kincaid. There's Steph, Shakir, Gabe Davis at the bottom. Kincaid goes in motion. What does the defense do? Okay, the defense does not run with him. High zone. Indicator they're in a zone defense,
ding,
a man defense.
Right.
So in situational ball, you better have a great zone play call. Not a good one, a great one.
And he goes through it all. And the point is, I know the Bills are like, we fucking know this. God damn it. Don't need you out there rubbing our noses into it. Or maybe they're slightly wrong about something. I find it fascinating. I learn more and more all the time because more people are doing this, but I got to believe coaches and quarterbacks hate this.
Do you think? Coaches, especially coaches.
Yeah.
They knew so much more than we knew. But you know, the gap has gotten so much smaller by things like all 22. And even don't laugh at this. Even look at what Madden has done to make all of us at home understand the play clock, situational calls, stuff like that, that we've all learned because of just rote experience, just playing stupid video games and going through the simulations. What has fantasy football done to make us better fans? I'm breaking down freaking cornerbacks for 1/3 of my fantasy show and what the cornerback does against zone and, everything else. I mean, we are all become super fans. All 22 is part of that. We analyze the game at a level we never used to. And the delta between super smart fans and really dumb coaches is not that big anymore.
Right. Good point on that. Also, there was this from Matt LaFleur, who was asked about only having 2 down linemen in a light box in which Najee Harris pretty much shredded them like your old tax returns. And he tried to make a big tough guy point about, well, you know what you're talking about.
There were a couple instances where you guys were in nickel with the 2 down linemen, and there were a couple.
That is baffling to me.
when people talk nickel defense and they talk about two down linemen, because I don't know what that means.
True down linemen, you've got two inside linebackers.
So outside linebackers, just so you know how us in this profession view outside linebackers.
No, so condescending.
The question was asked by Jason Wilde of ESPN Wisconsin. He's been covering the Packers for quite a while. He knows a thing or two about football. He knows ball, okay? He's not Matt LaFleur or a coach, but he's not a moron.
When you go to nickel defense, they are defensive ends. Okay. And we have some of the bigger outside linebackers in this league. So I think it's comical when I hear people talk about, oh, they have two down linemen. I'm like, to me, people are exposing themselves when they say that. Like,
wow. Savage.
Right. Which you can go, all right, he may be right. That said, Coach, let's revert back to this. You gave up 206 yards rushing. So, potato, potato, lineman, that's linebacker, whatever you're fucking doing, it doesn't work. And your boy Joe Barry sucks, but you're not going to fire him.
It does suck.
It's amazing that the Bills can fire Dorsey, which was probably an overreaction. It was an overreaction. Let's not say probably. Just to shake things up, and the Packers won't fire anybody. They won't cut anybody either. Who got cut today in the NFL? A cornerback got cut, I think, by the Patriots. Some guy.
Patriots, Jones. Yep, Jones was it. Was
another
his name.
Belichick flop.
Yes, in a long series of them. You know how I love to hammer general manager Bill Belichick, the worst GM in the league and one of the worst GMs in history,
right?
Verifiably. And all that guy does is cut down his own coaching pedigree by giving himself terrible players and bad deals and bad contracts. Oh, man, I love that. And you know what? Changing coaches, you have to be able to do it. The whole reason the Vikings are relevant is because they got rid of Ed Donatell, who was awful, certifiably terrible after 1 year. They should have done it in the middle of the season,
right?
But they didn't. And I wish they would have. But at least they had the good sense to go to Brian Flores. And now we've gone from arguably the worst defense in the NFL to like the 10th best defense. And what a difference that makes. Holy cow.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing about the Packers. I've noticed that they are the nice franchise that doesn't want to be mean. They don't ever want to do anything that could even appear to be knee jerk because they have this pedigree about them. You know, they're title town. They're the Packers, right? They've had this 30-year vacation from quarterback history where they haven't had to scrape and beg and hope that the guy that was lining up under center for them every Sunday was any good. So it's gone to their heads. And so when guys need to be fired or cut right now for various reasons, they don't do it. It is so maddening because Josiah DeGuara, this tight end who is kind of an H-back, who does literally nothing. He can't block. He can't catch. This has been known for several years now. It didn't work out. Third round pick. Looks great, you know, shirtless on the practice field. Cannot fucking play, okay? On an extra point against Pittsburgh, he stood there frozen like Corporal Upham in the bell tower at the end of Saving Private Ryan and let his man run right past him to smother. I mean, not just tip the kick. Patrick Peterson belly blocked the extra point because DeGuara's like, oh, shit, I was checking my texts. I didn't see that the ball had been snapped. Cut this guy! And they won't do it. It's
now
insane.
Is it because they've had it so good for so long?
Charge.
And they've got a 90,000-year waiting list for all of their tickets that they don't have to make those changes? Or is it just because they believe in not being knee-jerk?
I don't know, Church. I don't know, but I scream it, and it seems like most of the fan base just says, enough from Wisconsin. Big East Coast asshole. I'm like, okay, well, don't listen to me, because you guys are acting completely irrationally. In 2021, the Packers had a special teams coach in Maurice Drayton. Nice guy. His unit was dog shit. Last in the league. Made all kinds of mistakes. This was known throughout the season. They were fucking up. And I said, middle of the season, I'm like, you got to fire him. Oh, what good would that do? I go, well, he's jeopardizing the whole operation. Well, who says anyone's going to be any better? What are you going to do? Change your personnel middle of the season? Can't do that. What are you going to do? Change your scheme? I go, I don't know any of this shit. All I know is you fire guys
<This ain't working. laughs>
who are running departments that are so bad, they're going to bring down the whole operation. Well, we get to the playoffs. in a tie game against the Niners. What happens right in front of me in 4-degree weather?
Yep.
Thump, thump, a blocked punt of Corey Bojorquez because the blocking in front of him was an absolute shit show. And then after the season was over and smoldering ruins are like, we're going to move on from Maurice Drayton.
Right. Where was that 2 months ago? Yes. And yeah. By the way, special teams, you can swap out a special teams coach anytime you want.
Well, that's the thing. I just believe that you can overreact, which probably the Bills did. But then again, sometimes guys just need to be fired. Sometimes guys just need to be cut middle of the season. Thank you. At Denver's Weather. All one word, no apostrophe, because they don't allow that on X.com. Denver's Weather. At Denver's Weather. But it's titled.
Yes.
Denver's fucking weather.
It is really fun. Whoever runs it's got a good sense of humor.
Yeah. All right. Last one for you. Happy anniversary. 18 years since the debut and the quick flopping of the ESPN phone.
I don't remember this phone.
What was the ESPN phone?
No.
Charge, you a man of technology and gadgetry. And something that was supposed to make your life better. Yes, look it up. Google it right
I'm
now.
Googling,
to see it.
I am. Okay.
'Twas a flip phone that was at the cutting edge 18 years ago. We're talking 2005. The cutting edge of phones having small screens, small color screens in the flip up portion that would allow you to see scores and other rudimentary news. There was no
video,
social media,
right?
And some video as well. Right.
It could deliver video. Which was a big deal then.
Right.
18 years ago, getting video to your phone was like, what am I seeing?
At the time it was released, Darren Revelle, who is now at Action Network, and Andy Pollin knows him because Andy was at the press conference with Darren Revelle, because Andy was still doing stuff for ESPN Radio at the ESPN Zone in Baltimore, and Revelle leaned into him as they're announcing it, and he says, this thing is going to fail. And Andy's like, why? And Darren was like, because they have no expertise or knowledge base in cellular telephone business. And it's going to get very complicated, very deep on them very quick. And, of course, it did with, carriage and towers and coverage and customer acquisition and where's your money coming from. They're just like, hey, we're ESPN. Everyone loves ESPN, right? Wouldn't you like to have a phone that gives you scores and video highlights of your favorite, highlights? Yeah, in theory, why are you doing it?
Right. Right. Well, so, they needed to just license their name to, whatever, Verizon or Sprint was a thing then, and just let Sprint figure it out, and they just cash checks.
Yeah. All right, quick thoughts on the way out the door. Guillotine League, sadly, cannot be launched at this point. We're too late into
the
season.
They can. No, we have one. No, one. This is it. This week. Yep, you can still play for the rest of the season, but you have to form a league this week, either with your friends, 18 leagues, or join one with strangers you don't know and play for cash at guillotineleagues.com.
I'm going to stand one up amongst all the defeated and the exiled from my two leagues. And I'm in both of those exile camps right now. So I need a little resurrection, like a video game power-up, to bring me back from the dead.
Yes, you can be the Phoenix of Guillotine Leagues.
Yes. And by the way, I'm just going to tell Mr. T, I'll take the tickets. Take the tickets, we'll sit on them, and let's just see how things go. All right, Charge?
Mm-hmm.
Let's let the great New Year's Eve Fandango live for a little while now. All right?
Sounds good, my man.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you, Charge.
Bye-bye.
See you.
I'm a band. Oh, how can you do that, making me look bad? You're such a hose hand. Yeah, well, take off.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.